Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We're going to continue. We've been looking at just some different ways of deception and things like that to come into our lives and how to avoid them. This time we're going to look at some specific verses or keys that gives us some very specific instruction of what we can do to avoid this deception. And so we're going to go to Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 13. And I'm going to read till the end. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, but can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit? Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And when I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, that ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. So there's a key verse or a key word in here that gives you some specific understanding. So he starts out with talking about the straight gate and the narrow way, or the first, he says, enter into the straight gate, and it's for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be which go in thereat. One of the things that we see a lot in our day is, you know, people have an understanding of the straight gate. They know that we enter in only by faith in Christ. It's only by the blood of Jesus that we can be saved. But they want to walk on the wide way. And we see here that does not work. It says, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. It's an indication that there's, you know, we can't expect to have many friends walking that path. We are surrounded with people that profess Christ and claim they are born again, claim they are saved, and yet, you know, when you look at their life, they're obviously walking on the broad way. Then he says, talks about false prophets that come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruit ye shall know them. And giving the indication that, you know, if the fruits, a lot of times, you know, we think about some of these things. We think about, like a prophet, you know, and it says that, I think I mentioned that yesterday about a prophet, if he comes and he gives a sign or a wonder, and yet he wants to lead you away from the true God, he's not from God. You should know them by their fruits. Not looking for, doesn't say we should know them by their gift or by the miracles they do or whatever, but know them by their fruits. And so farther on here then he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But not all those that pray and claim Christ and say, Lord, Lord, will enter into heaven. And he says, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So he's very clearly here, he's talking about those who are in the church, those who are claim to know Christ, but are not not walking in obedience to Christ. And he also continues there, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And thy name cast out devils, and thy name done wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So he's, again, very clearly talking about those who are in the church, who believe themselves to be in the right path, who somehow they are not on the narrow way, they are on the broad way. And it goes into the whole account there of the wise man and the foolish man. And again, the difference there is he that does the will of the Father in heaven. In this case it says, he that hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And verse 26, and everyone that hears these sayings and of mine and does them not shall be likened to a foolish man which is upon the sand. So we have this example, and then again, a very clear instruction. He that does the will of my Father in heaven, he that hears these sayings and does them, they're clearly connected in our protection is connected with doing, not just hearing. James also says that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Again, the connection between doing and avoiding deception. So I think I will end there for now. God bless you, keep you, give you wisdom and direction.